Ferdinand Bertin. A medium from Havre evoked the spirit of an acquaintance and received this response. I want to communicate, but I cannot overcome the obstacle that exists between us and am forced to let these other unhappy sufferers approach you. Then the following spontaneous communication was received.
I'm in a horrible abyss. Help me. Oh my God. Who will rescue me from this abyss? Who will offer a merciful hand to the unfortunate spirit the sea has engulfed? Night is so dark that I'm afraid, surrounded by the roaring of the waves, and no friendly word to console and help me in this dire moment, this dark night. It is death in all its horrors, and I don't want to die. Oh my God. It is not the death yet to come. It is the death that has happened. I am forever separated from those dear to me. I see my body, and what I felt a little while ago is nothing but the memory of the terrible agony of separation. Take pity on me, you who are aware of my suffering. Pray for me, for I don't want to keep feeling anymore, as has been happening since that fatal night. But that is to be my punishment. I sense it. Pray for me, I beg of you. Oh, the sea, the cold. I'm going to be swallowed up. Help! Have mercy. Don't push me away. We can both save ourselves on this plank. Oh, I'm choking. The waves are going to toss me about, and my loved ones won't have the consolation of ever seeing me again. But no! I see that my body no longer will be tossed about the waves. My mother's prayers will be heard. My poor mother. If she could imagine that her son is as miserable as he really is, she would certainly pray more. But she believes that death has sanctified my past, and she weeps for me as a martyr and not as an unhappy and punished creature. Oh, you who understand it, will you be without pity? No, you shall pray for me. Bertin.
This name was completely unknown to the medium, who did not have even a vague memory of it. He supposed that the spirit was undoubtedly some unfortunate drowning victim who spontaneously manifested, as had happened in several other cases. He later found out that, in fact, the name was that of one of the victims of a large maritime disaster that had occurred in these waters on December 2, 1863. The communication was given on the 8th of the same month, 6 days after the tragedy. The individual died while making unheard-of attempts to save the crew and, at the time, thought himself safe from death. Since he did not have any relationship with the medium, nor was he even known by him, why did he manifest to him instead of to some member of his family? It is because spirits cannot find in all individuals the fluidic conditions that are indispensable for manifestation. In his confusion, he had little freedom to choose and was instinctively led and attracted to this medium, who was obviously endowed with the essential aptitude for spontaneous communications of this type. He also sensed a particular sympathy, like others who have found themselves in identical circumstances. His family, foreign to spiritism, and even perhaps hostile towards it, would not have welcomed this medium's revelation. Although death had occurred a few days before, the spirit was still experiencing all the anguish connected with it. Obviously, he was still not aware of his situation. Believing himself still alive, struggling with the waves, but at the same time referring to his body as though he were separate from it, he cries for help and says he does not want to die. But then, soon afterwards, he speaks of the cause of his death, recognizing it as a punishment. All of this denotes the confusion of thought that almost always follows violent deaths. 2 months later, on February 2, 1864, the spirit once more communicated spontaneously through the same medium and dictated the following.
The pity you have shown for my horrible suffering has helped me. I understand hope and can foresee forgiveness, but only after being punished for the wrong committed. I suffer continuously, and if at times God now allows me to foresee the end of my misfortune, I owe this mitigation to the prayers of the charitable souls touched by my situation. Oh, hope, heavenly light, how blessed you are as I feel you rising in my soul. But oh, the abyss opens wide. Terror and suffering make such thoughts of mercy disappear. The night, always the night. The water, the roar of the waves as they engulf my body, are but a pale image of the horror that envelops my poor spirit. I feel calmer when I can be near you, for as entrusting a secret to a friend relieves one who has been oppressed, so your pity, motivated by my entrusting my misery to you, calms my suffering and gives repose to my spirit. Your prayers do me good. Please don't refuse them to me. I don't want to fall back into that dreadful dream that becomes reality when I see it. Take up the pen often. Communicating with you does me such good.
A few days later, the same spirit was evoked at the Spiritist meeting in Paris, and the following questions were asked of it. He replied to them in a single communication through a different medium.
Who introduced you to manifest spontaneously through the first medium with whom you communicated? How long had it been since your death when you manifested yourself? At that time, you seemed to question whether you were dead or alive, but at the same time, you experienced all the anguish of an awful death. Do you now understand your situation better? You affirmed that your death was an expiation. Can you provide us with a reason for it? This will provide instruction for us and will bring relief to you. But making a sincere confession, you will merit God's mercy, which you will ask for in our prayers.
First of all, it seems impossible that a human creature can suffer so cruelly. God, how painful it is to find yourself constantly engulfed in waves of fury, to incessantly feel this torture, this glacial cold that presses on your stomach and grips it. But what good is it for you to concern yourselves with such a scene? Shouldn't I start by obeying the laws of gratitude, thanking all of you who have taken an interest in my torments? You asked if I manifested myself long after my death. I cannot easily answer that. Think about it, and you will be able to judge how dreadful a situation I'm still in. However, I believe I must have been led to that medium by a will not my own, and by some reason that I can't explain, I used his hand as easily as I'm using yours right now. It's almost as though it actually belongs to me. Right now, I'm even experiencing much pleasure, a sort of special relief, which, alas, will soon end. But my God, will I have the strength to make the confession I know I must?
After much encouragement, the spirit added,
I was very guilty. What tortures me most is being regarded as a martyr when I am nothing of the sort. In a previous life, I ordered several victims to be put into a sack and thrown into the sea. Pray for me.
Comment by St. Louis on the communication.
This spirit's confession will bring him much relief. Yes, he really was very guilty. However, his past life was honorable and he was highly esteemed by his bosses. This circumstance was the fruit of repentance and the good resolution he had made before returning to the earth, where he desired to be as humane as he formerly was cruel. The devotion he demonstrated was a reparation, but he had to redeem past wrongs through a final act of expiation, the cruel death he suffered. He wanted to purify himself by experiencing the torture he had inflicted on others. Notice that one idea hounds him, the regret in seeing that he is regarded as a martyr. Know that such humility will be taken into consideration. From that moment on, he departed the path of expiation to enter the path of rehabilitation, upon which your prayers can uphold him, making his steps firmer and more resolute.